Harper Collins presents I Want My Daddy. Scared and Alone, Little Ethan Just Needs to Be Loved. By Casey Watson. Read by Kate Locke.
Chapter 1. When I first felt the sensation of a sudden weight on my body, I was deep into a dream about my upcoming birthday. A huge cake had been wheeled towards me and, this being a dream of course, somehow I knew exactly what was coming next. At any moment I'd hear a bang and Tyler would pop out of the centre, accompanied by hundreds of party poppers and streamers and with icing all over his face. But still the weight pressed across my back, as if determined to try and wake me, and when the sound came it wasn't the celebratory fanfare I'd expected. No, something suspiciously like the ringtone of my mobile phone.
Casey!
Mike hissed, removing his arm as I rolled over.
I can't reach your bloody phone! Can't you hear it?
The dream vaporised, replaced by the shadowy shapes of our still unfamiliar bedroom. I reached across to the bedside table and patted around until my hand finally rested on the vibrating phone. Squinting at the time on it, I realised it was 3:20 a.m. I sat bolt upright, in an instant feeling very much awake. A call at this hour obviously had to be important, and almost certainly not in a good way.
Hello,
I said, trying to sound calm, even though I was immediately filled with dread. I think almost everyone would recognise the feeling. When you have grown-up children, grandchildren and elderly parents, a phone call in the early hours can never mean anything good.
Sandra Robinson, a crisp female voice said. EDT.
EDT, short for the Emergency Duty Team with Social Services. So, definitely some poor soul was in trouble and in need. But I could breathe again because my own family were at least okay.
I'm so sorry to ring you at this ungodly hour, Sandra went on. But we need an urgent placement for a child, Mrs. Watson. As in, I have to tell you right now, I have the police on another line waiting for a decision and a destination. It's a 5-year-old little boy. His name is Ethan. And once I've given the go-ahead to the police, I can tell you what we know. Is this something you could help with? I mean, you were top of the duty list anyway, hence the call. But believe me, she added, it's a very short list.
I did believe her. Year on year, it seemed to me that while the need for foster carers was ever greater, the pool of them was getting ever smaller, which meant that the one still left standing had to pick up the slack in emergencies out of hours, that much more often. Usually around 30% of foster carers would agree to go on the duty list at weekends and key times. But although there were no national figures at present, it was thought that only 10% were now stepping forward, including us.
Give me a few moments while I speak with my husband, I told Sandra. Just 1 minute, okay?
Though I knew I didn't really need a minute. Mike had overheard the conversation anyway and immediately, if blearily, nodded his consent.
Tell her yes, he said, sitting up, so they can get on their way with him, but try to find out as much as she can from them, won't you? Oh, be good to have at least some idea of what we're dealing with.
Which could be anything, obviously. There were many possible scenarios, from a road accident to a murder and everything in between.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?